First, they need to decide what type of option they want. Do they want a prescription drug plan that works with Original Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan that includes prescription drug coverage that also pays for their health costs?
Are there any systemic changes that people should know about, especially considering the prescription drug plans? I think that's a little confusing sometimes.
There are changes every year. When Congress created the benefit, changes were created inside of the regulations. So every year, individuals can expect premiums to increase along with the deductible, and they could also see a change in the formulary, which is a list of medicines these plans cover. Just because a plan is paying and working well for them this year doesn't mean that it's going to continue to work well for them next year. They may find that medications that were once covered are no longer covered, and now they're going to be paying full price for that medication.
Can you explain a little bit about how Medicare Part D works?
The Part D benefit is the prescription drug benefit. It works in conjunction with Medicare Part A and Part B. It simply covers prescription medications. Under the standard benefit that was created by Congress, individuals pay a premium and they pay a deductible of no more than $325. Once they meet the deductible, then the plan assists them with purchasing their medication. The plan covers 75% of the cost, and the beneficiary would pay 25% of the cost. There is something called a coverage gap, or most commonly referred to as donut hole, in the original benefit, in the standard benefit. And when the medication cost reaches a magic number, then the individuals go into this donut hole and they will pay more for their medications. Now, under the Affordable Care Act, the donut hole is starting to shrink, and individuals that fall into the donut hole no longer are paying 100% of their prescription drug costs. They have discounts. For next year, individuals will have a 52.5% discount on brand name drugs.
What's the best advice you can give someone who's making decisions on Medicare this week?
It's very important that everyone take this opportunity to compare their coverage. We don't see a lot of changes with Part A and Part B of Medicare, but these plans that cover the prescription drug coverage, or if they're enrolled into a Medicare Advantage plan, just because it's good this year doesn't mean it's going to be good next year. So they do need to compare those options and make sure that it's still a good plan. They need to make sure if they're in a low-performing plan that they do compare that insurance and make sure that there isn't better insurance available to them.
You can find out how to get in touch with Legal Aid of the Bluegrass on our website at wnku.org under local news. Angela Zeke, thank you.
Thank you.